In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. A woman was shopping for a new dress, and in her shopping, she found the most stunning creation she had ever seen. But this dress was very expensive. The cost was $800. And she knew she couldn't afford it. But she had to at least see how she looked in it. So the woman tried it on, and it made her look beautiful. She knew someone else would see it and would buy it before she could ever save up for it. And she knew she had to have it. So she bought it. That evening, as she showed her husband how beautiful it was, and how beautiful she looked with it on, her husband asked her the inevitable question: how much did it cost? When she told him, he had a fit. She explained the temptation was more than she could resist. And so the husband told her that when she's tempted, she needs to tell the devil, "Get behind me, Satan." And the woman pleaded, "That was what I did. And the devil told me that it looks fantastic from the back too." We heard this morning in the gospel about the temptations that Jesus Christ went through. And it's a theme as we begin Lent. Temptations always attract us to something that looks good, even when we know it will not be good for us in the long run. And that is the nature of temptation. And all of us are tempted from time to time. Even Jesus, who was perfect, for he was also human like us in every way except sin. In the temptation about the stones into bread, he was being tempted to use his miraculous powers for his own comfort and convenience. But we read that he never did. He used his miraculous powers to help others. In the other two temptations, he was being tempted to use his special connection with God to gain a following or to create a kingdom according to the standards of this world. He knew, however, that his kingdom would not be of this world, and his place in God's kingdom would be to serve and not to be served. To serve and not to be served. He also knew how much would be demanded of him in order to fulfill his role as Messiah and Savior. He did not cheat. He did not cut corners. He did not waver in any way. We, my friends, use the word temptation often in innocent ways. For example, we hear all the time, we might say, that piece of pie is very tempting, don't we? In most cases, this would be a temptation to sin. And then there are those times when we know that if we give in to temptation, we are following the example of our first parents, Adam and Eve, who thought they were smarter than God and that they could find even greater happiness than God had given them if they did their own thing. It was a sin of disobedience and a sin of failing to trust God's love and wisdom. And so as we begin Lent, the story of Jesus' temptation in the desert is put before us. Why do we start Lent with this temptation story? We start Lent with this temptation story to encourage us to follow Jesus' example, to set aside time for prayer, time for self-sacrifice, so we can have the strength to overpower the temptations that come to all of us. And we, as we begin Lent, must remember these two words: prayer and self-sacrifice. Because prayer and self-sacrifice are two of the traditional practices that lead us to holiness. Self-sacrifice is usually represented as fasting from food. And that probably wouldn't hurt most of us to occasionally cut back somewhat on what we eat. But self-sacrifice does not necessarily deal with food. As we begin Lent, self-sacrifice could be fasting from TV. It could be fasting from nasty comments towards others. It could be fasting from smoking. It could be fasting from the internet, or whatever it is that might keep our feet stuck in the mud instead of lifting our minds and our hearts more toward the love of God and the love of others. So as we start Lent, the church is asking us all to take a serious look at ourselves and ask ourselves how we can be free from our addictions, free from our lack of charity, free from our negative attitudes, or whatever. Lent, my friends, is a holy time. But it will only be holy for us if we make it holy. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen.